Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I'm going to make an admission on the air right now and tell a lot of people, man, I love collecting bobbleheads, right? Who doesn't love doing that? When they give those bobbleheads away at ballparks, people go crazy to try and get them. All right. There's such an interest in bobbleheads across this country that there is a National Bobblehead Hall of Fame, and it's located in the Midwest, and a Rockford native runs this thing. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Phil Sklar, where did this idea come from in 2019, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame? Thank you for doing it, by the way.
No problem. It actually came from a passion for collecting that started in Rockford, Illinois, as you mentioned, Midwest native. My dad collected sports cards growing up in the 60s and throughout his life, and he got me into collecting cards when I was growing up in the early 80s, and that passion for cards turned into bobbleheads, and that just turned into the museum. We got a bobblehead, me and the other co-founder, the Rockford Riverhawks. In 2003, they gave away a bobblehead for the first time, their mascot Rocco, and got one, and the collection grew from one to two to 3,000 eventually. And then now we have over 10,000 bobbleheads on display.
Did you say 10,000?
Yes, 10,000. We just did an updated count and sort of blew ourselves away by the number that we added sort of during the pandemic.
All right. So this will never happen, but let's say if there is a 5-alarm fire or a massive flood or some kind of catastrophe, and they said, Phil, and you're like, yeah, you can only save 5 of your bobbleheads out of the 10,000 collection that you have. What 5 would stand out for you? What are the most unique or the favorites for you? And that's probably not a fair question either.
Yeah, so we do have some one-of-a-kind bobbleheads on display, an early prototype that was used to make the first sports bobbleheads from the 1960-61 season. We do have duplicates in off-site storage, so I guess there's some that are like, oh, we have extras of that one, we don't need to save it. But yeah, some of those one-of-a-kind prototypes, they're really rare. There's some rare ones from the 60s and then also some from like the 1800s that we have in the collection that we'd grab as quick as possible before that happened, and hopefully didn't jinx anything, but
So I know you mentioned when bobbleheads first came out in their original form, I have some. They were mostly team concept bobbleheads, like there's a Cincinnati Reds one or a St. Louis Cardinal one or a Houston Astro one. When did they become more personalized, where, you know, it was a player or a mascot or something of that nature?
Yeah, so shortly after doing those sort of generic boy face bobbleheads in 1960, they experimented and did 4 players, Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, and Roberto Clemente. And they're not as lifelike as the bobbleheads we see today, where it can look, you know, pretty much exactly like a person. But then shortly after that, the first pop culture bobbleheads of specific people were produced, and those were of the Beatles. And then even between the time when they made the generic boy face, they had made some, you know, with the Cardinals, with the Cardinal bear or Cardinal head, and the Cubs with the, like, a bear head. So they did start that pretty quickly because they saw demand and people were, you know, buying the bobbleheads and enjoying them. And kids would often play with them and break them while others, you know, put them on display behind, you know, in a cabinet or on a shelf. And those, a lot of those are worth hundreds or sometimes thousands of dollars now.
All right. So I know, what is the magical baseball card? Is it it's the Honus Wagner card, right? Isn't that deemed like the most expensive collectible baseball card ever?
Yeah, that has been the holy grail, although a Mickey Mantle card earlier this year sold for $10 million. His Topps, I think, 1953. So it was, I think, surpassed, but I think in general, the Honus Wagner is still the most valuable when it comes to just having, you know, in any condition, because the Mickey Mantle was sort of perfect condition. But yeah, there is a Holy Grail bobblehead, and it's also New York Yankees, like the Mickey Mantle in 1960. When they made those generic boy face bobbleheads, they made most of the football teams an oversized 14-inch version for store display. to get people's interest and put them in the windows. And those are worth tens of thousands of dollars now for most of the teams if they're in somewhat decent condition. But they only made the Yankees for baseball, and the Yankees one recently sold for $90,000 at auction. So that's the, sort of the holy grail.
So that's like a generic. It's not a specific, you know, personalized
correct.
Like Mickey Mantle.
Yep. Yep. Just a generic Yankees ball player.
So what is, you know, when you look at the kind of the concept behind what you're doing, there's a physical location for the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, 170 South First Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So like, it's one thing to say, hey, this guy wants to do, you know, hey, he's going to collect bobbleheads. Okay, that sounds fine. But now he done gone crazy. He says he's going to do a Hall of Fame and museum. So tell us a little bit about kind of the concept behind that and a little bit about the Hall of Fame and museum.
Yeah, so we're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and the weekends from 10 to 5. And we have visitors from all over the country who bobblehead to see the only museum in the world dedicated to bobbleheads. We have, like you we mentioned before, 10,000 on display, but there's also exhibits about the history and how they're made and the stories behind them, and really any and every team. And, you know, most characters are represented in the museum. So people, you know, no matter what their interest is, whether it's, you know, sports, pop culture, or both, you'll find it, you know, politics, comics, movies. Really, you name it, you know, it's probably been turned into a bobblehead, and we should have it represented here. And people can also visit virtually online at our website, bobbleheadhall.com. We have a 360-degree virtual tour. People who've come to the store or come to the museum, we can shop in the store. We have over 500 different bobbleheads there. Or online, we have thousands of different bobbleheads that you can purchase. And really anything and everything bobblehead related you can find either on the website or at the museum.
All right. So I'm interested to get your take on this. Is the sports bobblehead, is that still more popular than a pop culture bobblehead? Or are they the same? Or is pop culture, is there more interest in a pop culture bobblehead than sports? Or does sports still kind of run it?
Yeah, so it is a mix. When it comes to like stadium giveaways, it's definitely sports. You know, you see them at baseball, basketball, hockey games primarily, and teams just continue to crank out new ideas and give out more bobbleheads, and they're seeing fans continue to flock to games that have bobblehead giveaways. But on the retail side, we see, you know, both sports and pop culture and non-sports doing pretty equally well. Our best-selling bobbleheads have been a mix of sports and non-sports, and or a combination of both. So Sister Jean from Loyola Chicago was our best-selling bobblehead for quite a while until the pandemic, when Dr. Fauci took away her number one spot. And then shortly after that, Bernie Sanders with his mittens on the inauguration day took the number two spot from Sister Jean. So yeah, it's a mix of sports and non-sports, and just whatever captures people's attention. And you know, whatever's going on in the news, it seems to be what does really well.
All right, so I'm curious then, how big is the, and I'm speaking kind of inside, what do they say, inside baseball here, with the box that the said bobblehead comes in. Are you probably a collector of the boxes they come into or not?
Yeah, so we do keep the boxes. It's something that, you know, as a museum, is sort of preserving the history and the entire object. And so we've always, you know, kept the box, unless it's, sometimes some of them come just in a generic white box, and then there's less of a need to keep that. But yeah, the boxes often have a lot of information, cool pictures, and other things that are related to the bobblehead. So, you know, collectors who want to get top value for their bobblehead or want to keep it, you know, in tip-top shape, you know, we recommend displaying them, but, you know, keeping that box can be helpful down the road.
So are bobbleheads now, they're a bigger collectible market than baseball cards or not? I mean, do you have a read on that?
No, I mean, baseball cards are still, you know, extremely collectible and probably, you know, more popular than bobbleheads in terms of, you know, number produced. But I think that comes down to the size, too. I mean, you know, you can collect 100,000 baseball cards a lot easier than 100,000 bobbleheads. You can fit 100,000 baseball cards, you know, in the compact shelf area, but the bobbleheads would take up, you know, a ton of room. So, yeah, that's sort of one of the reasons baseball cards. It's sort of a hard thing to compare.
Now, I'm holding on my desk that I'm doing this interview. My mother, I know there's probably a lot of people out here that are listening and probably can attest to the story that I'm going to tell. My boyhood home where I lived at, because I was born, I'm a child of born in the late 60s. And so that's when, right, when bobbleheads first came out. And we had, when my brother and myself, we were growing up, we would go to Old Busch Stadium, Cardinal games. So we had like a collection of those original 1960s bobbleheads. And I'm holding a Houston Astro one originally. It's the original bobblehead. And how, you know, antiquated when they first came out, you know, it's the generic face. And then it's like on the base of it, it's basically with the felt tip pen, it just says Houston at the bottom. And then it's got like an astronaut helmet on the head that bobbles in kind of a gold spacesuit. So what do you think of that? Did I describe that good enough? That's an original 1960s bobblehead for you. What do you think of that?
You did, yeah. And I think I know which one you're talking about, but they did make quite a few variations, and they made minor changes, not really intentionally, but, you know, they would make one and then make a new mold to make a different one because the other mold they might just have not had anymore or something. And or they'd, you know, make a new style because the team wanted to tweak some things. So some of them are a lot more rare than others just because of, you know, maybe one or two features that most people would never notice. But, you know, diehard collectors will be able to point out and say, well, that one has, you know, this logo or a different position of the toes. And that could result in hundreds or even $1,000 difference in the price.
All right, so as we wind down here, the website is bobbleheadhall.com. Again, talking to Phil Sklar. He's the brains behind the operation. Again, the address 170 South 1st Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I'm just – do you have a favorite, like in your – give me a favorite pop culture bobblehead you have and a favorite sports bobblehead you have. Now, it doesn't have to, you know, equate to – a significant amount of value, but just something that is really strikes a chord with you in pop culture and sports.
Yeah. So the first bobblehead that we ever produced, which was in 2013, we wanted to look into producing a bobblehead of a friend of ours and honor him and raise money for Special Olympics, which he participates in. And so we sought out to do that. And that's sort of what led to the idea for the museum. And his name is Michael Pohl, so he's a manager for the Milwaukee Panthers sports teams, and we had a really good experience with that bobblehead, and that's when we started to look into having a museum dedicated to bobbleheads and also a company to produce bobbleheads. And his is sort of a mix of the pop culture and sports. It's more sports-related since he has a bunch of different you know, baseball bat and basketball and all the different sports that he manages. And then sort of non-sports side, that one's hard to say. You know, I'm a big Home Alone fan, so I guess I'd pick our Home Alone bobbleheads that we had done. And actually, Macaulay Culkin, who played Kevin in Home Alone, visited the museum just one random, I think, Tuesday afternoon and made headlines in Milwaukee for some of his visits throughout the city, including to the museum. And so that was a lot of fun seeing him in, you know, one of my favorite movies of all time and just having that sort of come full circle.
Oh, that is unbelievable. What an awesome story. So did he have like a specific interest that when he was, or was it just a general curiosity of a bobblehead Hall of Fame? Well, I guess what type of interaction, if you can share anything with us?
Yeah, so he was just going around Milwaukee pointing at things for a social media video where he went to a few different cities. And so he was with a few people, like the producers that were helping film, and they came upstairs and said, Macaulay Culkin downstairs, do you mind if we bring him up for a few minutes and take some videos? And our front desk worker, I think, froze and thought it was a joke and said, sure. And a minute later, he was upstairs and we were talking to him and taking pictures and talking bobbleheads and his bobblehead. And and so forth. So yeah, it was definitely a pretty fun experience.
Have you had any other pseudo celebrities stop by?
We have. We've had some comedians, a few athletes. I think we'll get more of that now that, you know, the pandemic sort of is more in the rearview mirror and people are getting out and teams are able to go out, you know, and visit places when they're in town. So, you know, some of the visiting teams, we've had requests, but they got canceled due to the pandemic. So, you know, when the Brewers play the, you know, various teams, some of the players might be able to stop by, or in the Bucks and even the Packers when teams are traveling to Green Bay. So we're definitely looking forward to more of that. And we've definitely had some really cool visitors and noteworthy visitors stop by, and I think more to come.
All right, awesome. Rockford, Illinois native, Phil Sklar. He is the creator of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. How cool is that? Located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The address, 170 South 1st Street in Milwaukee. Again, they have a presence online. The website, bobbleheadhall.com, bobbleheadhall.com. Mr. Phil Sklar, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim. Have a great day.
And you're listening to WRMJ.